Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Clay and Lorraine Show on KMOVE.
Welcome to KMOVE Radio, radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And our guest for this show today is like, oh wow. It's Sheila E. So I know it's an amazingly talented, gifted Sheila E. is on KMOVE Radio, and Lorraine and I are very excited about this.
Yeah.
She has done so much. We've been listening to her song, I think, to define the 80s, the Glamorous Life.
Yes, favorite song.
Yeah, you know, and I almost feel like I need to apologize to her. I assumed the whole time that it was Prince's song. Prince did the choreography and set up with the musicians. But actually, Sheila E. wrote the words to this song. Sheila E. did the choreography. It was Sheila E.'s family that was in the video.
It was all Sheila E.
It was all Sheila E. It's a phenomenal song and one of the best videos I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want to waste too much time here because we're so delighted to have Sheila E. on our show.
And a little bit nervous.
So we're going to go to the studio, and although we've never been the Glamorous Life in our studio before, but
no.
We kind of think that with Sheila E. in our studio, it's going to be pretty glamorous.
Yes, it will be glamorous.
Let's go to the studio.
KMOVE Radio presents the legendary Sheila E. It's a pleasure to have you on our show, Sheila.
I appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
So we're gathered here today. What kind of brought this whole thing together with KMOVE and Sheila E. is the horrible accident that happened to our Tower of Power friends in Oakland where the train hit them. So we wanted to talk to you about that. There's been a couple of websites that have come up to go fund them. So what's the best way to fund them, Sheila E.?
Yes, we do have a GoFundMe page. It's started by my brother, Pew Michael. It is posted on my thread on my Sheila E. Facebook page. But you can go on Mark VW, as we call him, and the GoFundMe page is there as well. And that's the best way because it goes directly to paying his bills when he was initially first admitted into the hospital.
Okay. So that's what the Peter is. So we shared that on our Facebook. And you did a great job, and it made me cry. And then a fellow named Peter contacted me again because we want to donate again. And so Peter's your brother.
Peter Michael is my brother.
Okay.
Yes.
Who is Peter? Okay.
You know, and speaking of your Facebook page, I was browsing through that, and I noticed you are in process of recording a new CD, and this is to raise money for Mark. Correct.
Yes, we had the benefit. We started the GoFundMe page first, and then we did a benefit for him, a fundraiser on about a week ago over at Yoshi's, and so all the proceeds went to the GoFundMe page as well for his bills. And then the very next day after that performance that night, I think we were done about 1 in the morning, and then we started at 8:30 the next morning at one of our favorite places in the Bay Area, 25th Street Recording Studio in Oakland. And all of the musicians, Dave Koz, my family, my dad, Pops Juan, my brother Juan, John Santos, Ray Oviedo, David Belev, I mean, the list goes on and on. Throughout the entire day, we started, Peter Michael got there at 8:30, and we started recording as many songs as we could in one day to do a record. So each of us kind of submitted a song, and as quickly as we could get it done, we could only spend maybe an hour, 15 minutes on each song, as well as I had to get back because I had another event that I had was already promised to do. And so I had to get back because I was flying out the next day to Yale to do Yale. Yeah. So we were rushing trying to get through my song that we did, not even my song, but the song that we did, which was the second song of the day. And Dave Koz did his song the song before me because he also had to catch a plane. So it was, you know, happening quickly. But the love and the support from the Bay Area has been amazing. But that's what the Bay Area is about. It's our community, and it's like family. And everyone showed up at the studio. I left a little bit early, around 1 o'clock, but people were still coming in. Mark's wife, Cecil, and his daughter, Simone, came as well with Mark's mom, and they just sat there in the studio just amazed by how could we record like 8-9 songs in one day with all these musicians coming out. At the, 25th Street donated their time. We also did a live streaming while we were recording as well to get people to, we're taking pre-sales now. So the turnaround for this record, which was last week, it should be done by next week, and it's coming out. I mean, yeah, we want to continue to keep raising money because, as you know, I mean, hospital bills are enormous. I mean, you know, he went into the special care system or what, not system, but at Highland Hospital, which he didn't have insurance at that part. He's at another hospital now, which he does have insurance, but it's all the bills when he first got there that we're trying to take care of, which is amazing how quickly the numbers add up in 1 or 2 days. So.
Yes. And how do we buy the CD that will benefit?
Yeah, the CD, we're posting it, again, through Peter Michael. He has his Facebook page as well. My brother Juan Escovedo has his Facebook page, and my dad, Pete Escovedo, his Facebook page as well. We're posting them on those as well as I will post on mine. Everyone's posting it, and you go on, and it's a link that shows you how to pre-order the CD.
I saw that, yes.
Okay,
it's a very good one, too.
So, Ben, what I'll do is I'll definitely put that on our King's
yes.
radio post when we announce your show.
Yes,
be
and our friends at Tower Power are doing the same thing.
Yes, they are.
You know, we got emotionally connected to this horrible event, Sheila, because we – that morning of the accident, we interviewed Emilio Castillo, the founder and of Tower Power, that morning at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us, you know, come up to the concert. We'll take pictures backstage. And we all got there in a great mood. And 10 minutes before the concert was supposed to start, they canceled because of the train accident.
Yeah.
It's awful. And the curious thing was, 4 years ago, I got hit by a train. But I was in my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm Clay, right? And the... these guys got hit on Clay Street by a train. So it's like, whoa. So it hurts to get hurt by a train. I'll just let you know that. It really hurts. So we're glad to help them as much as we possibly can.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Oh, you've mentioned. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to. We're going to take a break. We're going to pull our truck over here for a quick little truck stop. And we're going to be right back because we want to talk to Sheila about her book, The Beat of My Own Drum. And what was she talking about at Yale?
Movilidad mundial, Globo Mobile, let's see. Movilidad mundial, Movilidad mundial, Globo Mobile, let's see. Movilidad mundial, que mueve, que mueve, que move, que mueve, que mueve, que move.
You're listening to K-Move Radio, and we have special guest Sheila E. with us.
Yeah, so I want to mention that the jingle you just heard is from our friend Richard Lopez's band, Orchestra Trabuco. They are the number one Latin band in Texas, salsa band. So if you're in Texas, Sheila E., drop by and see them and salsa with the band.
Yeah.
They're good friends of ours. So this book, I finished it last night, and it really moved me. I was a high school teacher for 10 years at continuation high schools for kids that are at risk. And if I was still teaching, I'd make this book required reading.
Thank you.
It's a really good book at many different levels. Mm-hmm. You know, the obvious part, you know, you've talked about, you know, abuse in the early age. I'm just going to say, you know, so the part about the abuse is and it's so great of you to share that pain so other people can learn how to deal with it. It's a real
absolutely
gift you gave. And I'm one of these people that I have to be careful because I think there's a lot of listeners that are the same. If somebody tells me about a movie or a book, I say, oh, good, I don't have to buy the book or go to the movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell them everything about the book, but it's an awesome book. There is a letter that's handwritten in the back. And I looked at that last night. And I looked at it, and I went to my wife, Tina, because she knows language, and said, what language is this? Is it, you know, where did this come from? And she figured it out. And Lorraine figured it out this morning. So I'm going to tell our listeners that we're not going to tell you. You have to buy the book and look at that handwritten page at the back to figure it out. But if you get stuck, you can email us at kmoveradio@yahoo.com. That was an awesome idea you had. It brought tears to both my wife and my eyes. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was, you know, I been sharing my testimony for early 30s, but, you know, it's never too late, and I continue to share because I think it's somewhat this subject is very taboo, and, you know, the only way for any of us to heal through things sometimes is to share and tell someone as opposed to holding things in where you feel like you're the only one or things that are bothering you and you don't want to tell, you're afraid or you feel guilty or you're ashamed. And then these things start to fester into something that is all of a sudden you feel sick. It causes disease. It creates anxiety. You don't want to be with anyone. You're stuck in your house. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so the only way for us to continue to live our lives is to, in these situations, is to share and tell someone, and that should be the start and the beginning of your healing process and living your fullest life. You know, again, holding these kinds of things in creates all kind of diseases and things that are not of God or not how we were not created.
Right.
And we know that God wants us to live our fullest life. And the only way to do that is to not be ashamed and carry all these things with you and this baggage that doesn't belong to you, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love that
yeah.
saying.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. So it's interesting how God works because 2 days ago, a friend of mine posted something from a George Michael song that said, "Guilty feet have no rhythm." And I thought of you as a little girl going through this, but you playing your percussion instruments and how that playing those instruments took you out of that space.
Right.
It must have
absolutely.
Been your safe place to go when you're playing your percussion instruments, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Music was my healing,
yeah.
part of my healing. Yeah, absolutely it was.
Yeah, so that's how you have rhythm. So you got away from the guilt. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also in Hughie's book, The Beat of My Own Drum.
Yeah, by the way, what a great title for a book.
I know.
Yeah, right on the money. Well, that's the other great thing about the book, that it goes into the history of music in that Oakland area. That was so important, not just to Oakland. And you did a good job of talking about the San Francisco sound and the two different Oakland sounds. But that sound that you were a part of and the Tower of Power a part of, that Oakland, that went around the world. I mean, it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed you writing about the history of the music in that area. It was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's important to share. I mean, I'm extremely proud of being born and raised in the Bay Area. Again, that foundation of who I am as an artist, because the Bay Area, you know, at that time growing up, had all different genres of music playing on the radio. It was everything from Grateful Dead to Temptations to Santana to, you know, I mean, it just Creedence Clearwater and then, you know, Stevie Wonder, James Brown.
Yeah.
So that mixture of music is what I listen to, and besides listening to my dad's music, Latin jazz, and then him bringing jazz in the house, and then I learned classical music. All those different genres of music also came from the Bay Area, listening to Tower Power and Carlos and Sly Stone and Pointer Sisters and Larry Graham. I mean, the list goes on. There's so much great music in the Bay Area and continuing to be, and you know, being born and raised, everyone always talks about, man, there's something in the water in the bay because we end up birthing wonderful and amazing musicians and artists. We really do. So I'm very proud to be from the Bay.
You know, and also in the book, this really got to my heart as an ex-high school teacher, you give great advice to young people who want to be musicians, and even to the point of, you tell them how to dress. And I think that was a really good way to go.
Well, it's by me also learning myself, you know, trial and error. It's like, okay, I've been through this. I don't think you want to go through this. It's not what you really think it is. So, it's just word of advice because I've been through it, not because I read a book. I experienced some great things and a lot of bad things. So, you know, but all the good things outweigh the bad. And if you really want to be that artist and musician, again, even just being a musician and you don't want to be a solo artist and you do want to have being an artist or a musician as your career, as you choose, you know, the most important thing as well is really to learn about the business. It's the music business. You know, it's not your musicianship, and it can be, but there are a lot of people that aren't great at performing or playing, but at home they can write music, and there's the technology now. You can score music, and things are becoming easier through technology. But if you don't have the business part down and not know what you're worth and what to ask for and agree to and how you present yourself and being respected so you get respected back, so you're respected, things can turn for the worse. And, you know, there's different cliques of this and that. And,
yes.
You know, if you're true to yourself and you treat people as you want to be treated, it's wonderful. But you do have to learn the business.
Yeah, in the book you said you always have to have plan B just in case.
Oh, always. I have C and D plans as well. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's what makes the book so great, is because she had a lot of bad and good.
Yes.
But she gives amazing advice to that bad and to the good.
Yes, yeah.
And so that's what makes the book amazing. So I need to actually read the whole thing. I read the first paragraph, but Clay kept telling me to go in there and start reading certain parts of the book, but he didn't give it away.
No, I don't want to.
But you rose above it, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell our listeners, you know, all these different levels. You know, if you've had issues with abuse in your life, mm-hmm. if you're interested in the history of music, especially the Oakland music, buy the book. And especially if you want to be a musician, you should buy this book and read it.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, also, I was reading a lot about your speech at Yale recently. So what did you talk about at Yale?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the great thing is on my bucket list, I would love to go to Yale and speak or perform, and that happened a couple of days ago. It was amazing. The professor that interviewed me was amazing. She did her homework, and she's from Cuba, actually, and amazing and how she presented this whole thing. They had kind of like two symposiums, and one was about David Bowie and the guy that worked with him, Donnie, who had been with him for many, many, many years. So it was the music and how he got there and what that meant being with him. And so for me, with my professor, she did a 7-minute speech and presentation before I even got on stage about the history of my music. And once we got there, we did talk about growing up, about the Bay Area, Oakland, the music, the same thing, things about in my book and, you know, and dealing with being an artist and musician, and then what I brought to Prince's life. And so because Prince started and did his first record in the Bay Area and loved the Bay Area, music was inspired by so many artists from the Bay, he wanted to do his first record there. So he absolutely came there to do that, and that's how we met. And, you know, it was like 77, 78, so it was a very long time ago. And so what I brought to the table for him as well, and then being a part of him being a part of my world and me being a part of his world, as we were growing up together, in a sense. And so it was wonderful to share the different things of my life and my music with my family and the Bay, and then moving on to Prince and what that meant. And it was fantastic. We laughed, we cried. People didn't want to go home. They showed the last thing they ended with was the BET performance we did as a tribute to Prince, and we got a standing ovation, and it was amazing. One of the highlights again that I can add to my career thus far.
Wow, what a miraculous moment!
Yeah, so I'm thinking that, you know, you play in front of tens and tens of thousands of people, have been on TV of millions of people. Were you more nervous at Yale than you were at any of those other places?
No, not at all. I was very comfortable. I felt great. I felt like I was at home, like I finally got home. That's how I felt.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Good for you. We're going to pull our truck over here, take another little stop, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Sheila E. about giving back and about these foundations, nonprofits that you started. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, I am Mary Claire Mooney, customer service coordinator extraordinaire from S&M Moving Systems. We are one of the largest and most respected international household goods movers in the world. I would love to personally manage and move your household goods to a new country. Contact me at 510-497-2336. S&M is bound to please you.
So we're back, and Sheila, I want to hear about Elevate Hope. This is a foundation that you started with Lynn Mabry. Am I saying her name right?
Mabry.
Mabry.
Yeah, Mabry.
So
yeah.
Tell us about Elevate Hope.
Yeah, we started that years ago, and we started it based on our conversations of things that had happened to us, like what I talked about in the book and things, and some things were that had happened to her were very similar. So I was at the time she was in my band off and on singing, and everywhere I went, I perform, I try to find a place where I could donate money to a facility, because growing up, my parents took us to facilities where foster care, mainly foster care, and we would bring our instruments, put them in the car, my dad's instruments at the time, and put them in the car, and we'd just play for kids to bring them some kind of joy. So we grew up doing that all of our lives. And so when I started performing, we would go to places, and I'd try to find a facility where I could donate money or buy them something, if it's musical instruments or what did they need, clothes or furniture or pencils, you know, whatever it was. And we kept doing that, and then I started auctioning off right on stage a lot of my gear. So I would auction off my sticks or my snare or the cymbal or the cymbal stand or cowbells, and I was doing that and then giving the money to the facilities. But I was now without gear, and I had to go get more gear. So we started thinking about, hey, let's form a nonprofit, call it. It started with Little Angel Bunny Foundation, and no one could ever remember that, so we changed it to Elevate Hope Foundation. And we started with foster care kids because we know how growing up, giving to the kids at a very young age, what that meant for us giving to them and what it felt like. So that was the first part of it. And then a lot of the kids in foster care, the abuse that they've gone through, most of them, and them not being able to communicate, and that communication has shut down based on, you know, not because of the abuse. So we know how amazing and important music was for us as part of our healing. We know what music and the arts has done to us personally. So we thought, let's start coming into a place and asking if we can bring in a couple of ideas of doing like a songwriter symposium and, you know, bringing in instruments and studios. So we started building rooms and some facilities where the kids had full control. It was their responsibility to take care of. They had Pro Tools. They had keyboard stations with speakers that two students could be at each station. They could record, write their own music. They had videography, photography. We didn't get as much as into we wanted to, but into art, because that's a part of our lives as well. And that started, we started seeing progress and healing from these kids who have been so majorly abused, either physically or spiritually, or, you know, speaking to them or treating them in a way. And we saw the progress of opening up and them sharing and saying that, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity. They started talking. There was a young kid who was 7 or 8 years old, and the teacher hadn't heard him speak at all, and he had been there over a year. Wow. He never said a word, and we gave them some drums and the piano and stuff, and she started talking with him by playing on the drum and playing on the piano. And one day he started speaking and mimicking what she was doing. He had never spoken. Wow. He never said a word. And those things are, you know, it's very simple. It's just about caring and about loving. Everyone wants to be loved and respected, and that's all it was, is to give them a chance and an opportunity. These kids, after a while, stopped getting demerits and going to the principal's office. They stopped walking out, because a lot of times they'd walk out. They wouldn't see them for 2 days. They wanted to show up, like, when is my next class? Can I get in if someone doesn't show up? Yes. Blah, 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 blah. So it was amazing.
Wow. And through the website, you can donate and get involved in her foundation. So we may reach out to Lynn and see what more we can do. Maybe we'll have her on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay. And speaking of the website, Lorraine has a question for you.
Yeah. I noticed also you have a ministry area where you can submit prayer requests. That is really neat. I like that.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, thank you. It's great to be able to serve and be a servant. It keeps us humbled, but we do care. And, man, prayer really works. I'm not kidding. We have been praying for so many people, And, you know, people forget that to ask or even think that, you know, well, I'm not really sure. You should see the emails that I get from people. I pray for every single person that sends something, and I get it that day. The prayer requests come directly to me, and I read every single one and pray over every single person. I don't respond to everyone, but everyone that sends something in, we pray, and it's done. It really is helpful. I've heard some stories and testimonies of people after they send a request for prayer. This one lady, just real quickly, she ended up, this was a ridiculous, like over the top, but this lady was, she was getting ready to commit suicide. She was so depressed, and she just couldn't take it anymore, and she had pulled out a gun. I don't even know where she got it from. I didn't ask, but she's telling us her story, and she says she was just searching the web. She just, you know, just freaking out, and she wanted to end her life, and she turned to one of my pages, my website, and she didn't know who I was or anything, and she clicked something, and then my ministry page came up, and my voice, it was one that I had my voice and said, you know, I spoke a few words, and she heard my voice, and it just touched her heart to just stop, and she thanked me and said, "You saved my life. I heard your voice." That is just, you know, beyond. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, that's just God. It's amazing.
God led her to that part.
Yeah. Really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But God used you, so that's awesome.
No
kidding. So, in interest of time here, I want to talk about your upcoming appearances. Before I do that, I've just also have discovered your album Icon.
That's a couple of years old now.
Yeah, so where have I been all this time, huh? You know? And there's a song on it called Leader of the Band. It says that it's Prince and your family are playing on that song.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, most of the time I do use my family, of course. I mean, it's not like they can't play.
They have some experience.
Yes.
and they're cheap too, so it doesn't.
I love it.
You can probably tell them to do pretty good too.
Come on, Pops, let me be the leader this time.
All right, go ahead. I'll just hang back here. Let Prince play piano.
No, we love playing together. It's amazing. We really do love playing together. We try to figure out how to do it even more. That song was amazing. We had a great time, and Prince and I had done it and brought it to the family, because initially it was just going to be on the family record, and we changed it and going back and forth. So Leader of the Band is really about my dad. I mean, watching him be the leader. He's the guy. He's my mentor, and he's everything. So watching him be the leader, that was what that song was based on.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm really enjoying it, and might be able to play it for our listeners too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So upcoming appearances. So you mentioned your family. I noticed that the P. Escovito Orchestra is playing at the new Blue Note in Napa. So are you part of that?
I didn't even know he was playing. No, he, see,
yes, you're not.
Sometimes he doesn't tell me about these things, but I have to say, when I do know about something and I'm not playing on the gig, I start posting. Well, you never know who's going to show up, because I end up showing up anyway. Yeah. So if I'm able to make it, I do. I am out on tour off and on right now. We're getting ready to do this amazing cruise as well, February 10th through 14th. Which is next week. We're so excited about, and it's the first, again, another amazing thing on my bucket list. And I rented a ship for 3 days that holds 3,000 people. That's including the crew, and I had to sell 2,000 tickets, which we did. We sold out. We're very excited. We have Debbie Nova, Tony Sukar, and Unity, which is an amazing 12-piece or 15-piece Latin band. We're doing a Latin tribute to Michael Jackson. My dad's band, The Family, so all of us are going to play. My band, I'll do a tribute to Prince, and we have Ozzy Osbourne and Judith Hill. And it's just going to be amazing. We're going to have a blast. We have dancers on the ship, and we're going to do probably the biggest ever drum circle, and we are going to have a sisterhood symposium. My brother and my dad are going to do some drum lessons. There's just things that are going to happen throughout the 3 days, and I promised everyone, you know, be prepared, get your rest, because on the ship you're not going to get any sleep. I promise. Three days of no sleep, partying and having a great time. But the future, you know, with playing with my dad, I mean, we try to do it as much as we can, and we're doing stuff together a lot again. So, you know, whenever we can play together, we do.
Okay.
Awesome. I'm jealous. Yeah, I wish I was on that cruise.
Yeah, so Marie and I have this important question. We're hoping this is an annual event. Will we have a chance to go next year?
Absolutely. We're thinking because we did do well so far, even, you know, it's – We're thinking about doing the next one, and that's a good thing. You will know about it way in advance.
Okay.
Instead of this one, we didn't have much time to promote, but yes, people will know about it probably in the next couple of weeks. If we're doing what we're going to do, it'll go on sale in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Well, they're going to have to get a bigger boat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little bit nervous. That's a big ship.
Well, we're going to start putting our quarters, loose change in a big jar.
Start saving up for it.
We're going to be there next year.
Oh, that'd be so much
fun. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's great. You know, the great thing about the cruises people don't know is you can put $150 down or $50 down, whatever it is, and make payments $50 a month. By the end of the year, you've paid for it. It's very simple.
All right, there you go, Lorraine.
Yeah.
That's me. K-Move on the move. Yeah. We're going to be floating.
There you go.
We're running out of time, so it's kind of sad here. We're going to have to let you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing this, and we hope to continue to raise money for Mark.
Yes.
And please continue to go on and support the GoFundMe page, the new CD for Mark, and any other way that someone can think of, you know, raising money for him and Dave. Please let us know and contact us, and we really appreciate everyone's love and support, and not just in the Bay, but it has extended from not just in our country, but even in Amsterdam, they're doing something now. So we're very honored and privileged to be able to help and support his family. And we thank everyone else for doing the same.
Well, we thank you. You're a very special person, Sheila. God loves you, and a lot of people love you. So thank you for spending
your
valuable time with K-Move Radio.
God bless.
I appreciate it. Thank you both very much.
Yeah.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We want to end our show with an emotional song that Sheila E. wrote and sang to honor Prince, called Girl Meets Boy. Be sure to have tissue nearby, as I couldn't get through the song the first time around. God bless. Thank you.